This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 267, three rules for higher IELTS speaking vocabulary scores, plus a request for reviews. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we read a listener question about what to do when you forget a word on the speaking test. Find out exactly how to handle this today.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing today?
I'm good. Yeah, just had like a super hot run with Ozzy. Yeah. Man, awesome. Summertime. It's like, it really forces me to get going on my day earlier. You know what I mean? Because it's going to be so hot. Like, there's no way I'm going to be able to run and do all this stuff in the afternoon. So I have to get it going early in the morning. It's awesome.
How hot is it going to be there today?
Seriously, like in the 80s? Which,
oh, wow.
I'm sure to some of our listeners in other countries does not sound that hot, but hot. Yeah. For me it is.
Yeah, it's not hot, but not hot for me, but it is hot. It's hot for me, not hot for other people from other parts of the world. That's for sure. I mean, yeah, over here it's bad. The weather's bad. It's rainy and gross.
Well, I don't think rain is gross, but you know, that's fine. It's whatever you're acclimated to. I remember when I lived in Taiwan and it was like quote unquote winter time, right? It's like not winter. It's not like snowing and there's like icy or whatever, but it's, you're so used to the hot weather that people are wearing. And I did this too. You're wearing like these huge jackets and it's not even that cold. It just seems like it. It's all what you're used to. Context.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. Well, guys, we want to ask our listeners today, Jessica, let's just jump into it today. We want to ask you guys to go on over to IELTS Energy in the review, in the iTunes store and leave us a review because we love publishing for you guys three times a week. And we want to know, I mean, occasionally we get emails from listeners who have improved their score from listening to the show. And we want to know more about those stories, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, it would be awesome, you guys, if, you know, you hear something that really means something to you during the podcast. If you learned something completely new, something that opened your eyes, something that you never thought about before, because we go deep into IELTS. Like, we go into these corners of the test that nobody else explores. So if something surprises you or you think is interesting, leave us a comment.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And those comments will really help to bring our show up in the rankings and it'll help us to continue to be able to publish this show for you guys three times a week. Okay. So what we want you to do is go right now on over to the IELTS Energy podcast in the iTunes store and just leave a review in there. It'll take you about maybe 1 minute, 60
Seriously.
Seconds. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we want to go ahead and read your name on the show. So when we see your review, we're going to read your name on the show and one of the upcoming episodes. So that is super cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Wouldn't it be like, everybody knows that both of us listen to lots of podcasts, right? Obviously.
Yeah.
Very different podcasts, but we both listen to a lot of podcasts.
Right.
And I can't imagine how cool I would feel if like on one of these podcasts, I heard my name.
So
that
cool.
would be so, oh my gosh, you know what? After we record today, I'm going to go leave some reviews for my favorite podcast.
You should. I mean, podcasters work hard and we love to know. We want to know how this show is affecting your life, guys. So go on over. If you love IELTS Energy, go on over. Tell us what you want to learn on the podcast and let us know what you think of the show. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, please.
Jessica. Yeah. We're just going to like do a happy dance when we get to your reviews.
I know. Oh my gosh. I love reading these comments, whether they're on the YouTube channel or on the, for the podcast in iTunes or on our site, on the blog, whatever.
Yeah.
I love reading these comments, guys. And you know what? Like Lindsay and I always talk about motivation, right?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Staying motivated for your test. But you know what? Like we're on what? 267 of these episodes now. And we're still motivated and reading these comments, getting feedback from you guys. That's one of the ways that we keep motivated to keep doing this.
Yeah, we need to hear from you guys. So go on over there, leave us a rating and review and let us know what you think. Okay, Jessica, let's go into it. So what are we talking about today?
So we got an email from a listener about forgetting words on the speaking test. And so I thought we'd address this from like three different aspects, because one of these things we've talked about in an episode before, and we'll mention that in a second. But so there's this one email made me think of three things that I wanted to talk about regarding vocabulary on the speaking test. So let's read the email first, and then we'll sort of get into my ideas.
Okay, so awesome. So this email comes from one of our listeners, not a student in our course, but a listener. So here's the email. My biggest fear is my speaking. For example, with my previous IELTS exam, I was very nervous on my speaking test and then ended up forgetting a word I wanted to say. Ooh, yeah. So embarrassing. Oh, also,
I mean, that happens to me all the time. It's not just a matter of on the speaking exam, guys. And this might, you know, maybe this can comfort you in a way, because this happens to people all the time. And I'm sure it happens in your first language too. So I think of the keys here is not letting it derail you. Just know that it's a natural thing. And even if you're a native speaker on the speaking test, you're going to pause sometimes to look, to think of words. And this is even in the descriptors that the examiner is grading you on, you can still get a high score for fluency and vocabulary if you have to stop and search for words sometimes, because that's natural.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Yeah, it's not all a lost cause if you forget one word. I mean, that's one key, right? Not giving up in your mind. I mean, I think there's sometimes a certain point where people may start to give up and say, oh, I've just blown the test. But maybe you haven't. Yeah.
I've seen that happen and it's so sad. I just want to like stop and give the person a hug and just be like, you're still in this. Like, don't give up now. But of course, you know, I can't, but I want to. And like you, God, it's so sad. And you just, or maybe it's like a topic they don't know about, or they they're not sure what to say. And then for the rest of the test, it's just like mumbly mumbleson. It's just like, because they've just like stopped trying, you know?
Yeah. Oh. I love that word that you used earlier, Jessica, derail. Don't let it derail you. Like, like a train comes off its tracks, right?
Exactly.
Don't do that. I mean, don't give up on yourself before you need to. Assume that you're okay. I think there's a lot of aspects of life in general. If we just go into a situation assuming we're okay, the person wants to listen to us, we're doing fine, we're going to do so much better being in that state of mind rather than assuming that we're going to make a mistake or that we already have.
Exactly. That's so true. And it in so many parts of life, it's just this question of self-assuredness, this confidence. Yeah. And that's, you know, we talk about that a lot as well, how to be motivated and stay confident. And one of the things in our course is this this plan for the speaking day, like what should you do before the speaking exam, between the time that you finish the morning and the speaking exam. These are critical hours, you know?
Yeah,
exactly. Don't like go to the bar and don't take a nap. Those are kind of two extremes, but don't do those two things. Do things that are proactive, that are going to put you in the right frame of mind. So you just like conquer, you know, you're the victor of the speaking exam.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And that bonus that Jessica is speaking about is a bonus inside of our course. If you guys are in our course, you can write me an email and request, and I'll send you that bonus in a zip file. Very cool. In January, Florian started his MA in London, and the reason he was able to do it was that he achieved a 7 in speaking. and an overall score that he needed on his IELTS exam because he took the Three Keys IELTS Success System. He focused every day in the 30-day study plan back in December, and he got the score that he needed. To do the same, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. So, okay, Jessica. So in the end, I mean, what's our advice for this student, right? He's worried about forgetting the word and it's embarrassing. But what else can we say for this student?
Yeah. So there are some things we could do to prepare for this situation. If you go to our website and put in the search bar, blank mind, I'm actually going to do it now while I'm talking to make sure. So it's episode 124. What should I do if my mind goes blank on the IELTS speaking test? In that episode, we give you native speaker, natural, slangy, high scoring phrases to use if this happens to you. And it probably will, to be honest. I mean, in a 15-minute time frame, I'm definitely going to have to stop and search for a word, right? And I'm really good at English. So it's definitely going to happen to you. So listen to this episode. Write down the phrases to use in case your mind goes blank. And again, these are like the idiomatic phrases that are going to get you a high vocabulary score. So you turn this loss, like you think of it as a weakness or something, you turn it into a strength because you have these high scoring phrases at your disposal, at your beck and call. You use those if your mind goes blank. Okay.
Yeah. So and it's very strategic because they increase your score, these phrases. Exactly. Right? They not only save you in that moment, but they actually strategically increase your score, which I find so cool.
Yeah.
You know, that's so cool. That's such a, it's killing two birds in one stone without actually killing animals.
I think this episode is like so stuffed, like packed with idioms. We're just popping them out there left and right. Okay. So like another thing she says in her email, she says it's so embarrassing. And again, that's that idea of looking at it as a weakness and a loss. Instead, turn it into a strength, you guys. And then she says also, I do not have a broad range of vocabulary. And of course, this is something we hear all the time from students. Let me just remind you guys what you're graded on. If you want a 7 or higher for vocab, you are graded on a range, all right? Mm-hmm. But it's not just the academic high level words. And I think that's the biggest myth that students have is that they only need to use those. Guys, check out our YouTube channel. There are so many videos because I noticed that these were the videos that were watched the most. This, like, it's become sort of a series, the 7+ vocab for blah, blah, blah. In those videos, they're very short, 4 to 6 minutes. You get phrases and idioms, slang phrases and idioms that are going to get you that high score that because the examiner needs a range, you guys, a range. So definitely start collecting these for yourself. Make a vocabulary list. Write down one favorite idiom from each of these episodes or each of these videos and practice using those. Another thing is flexibility. And this is the range that we're talking about. So it's not just memorizing these. It's knowing when to use them, being flexible with these. So that's why I say, like, don't write down all of the idioms. Just write down one for each category, right? One that you feel you understand and can use. Because if you use it incorrectly, you're not going to get the 7 or higher, right? You have to be able to use them correctly. But also paraphrase. So don't use the same word over and over and over again. And it's not using amazing paraphrases and synonyms, just different paraphrases and synonyms. Again, guys, go back to our website and type in paraphrase. There's some great blog entries and some great episodes on vocabulary for the speaking test. So do some research and collect some notes on this stuff.
Oh my gosh. We have some amazing We have tons of resources that we've already created for you guys. So really, like, the place you want to go back to is IELTS.AllEarsEnglish.com. And of course, our YouTube channel, which will eventually bring you back to IELTS.AllEarsEnglish.com. But there's just so many good episodes. Like, I just typed in paraphrase and we've got an episode about writing task two and how to write paraphrases. We've got paraphrasing for the speaking test. Everything you need, guys, is back at our website. You know, so come on back there. I mean, you know, we're starting to get some of the same questions over and over again. So we're just going to end up referring you guys back to our back episodes here.
And I just wanted to add one more point that I don't think we've talked about explicitly so far. I think we've mentioned it, but we haven't like focused on this exactly. Yeah. So one thing about vocabulary, guys, and this may seem like a leap, but I have to connect it to pronunciation. Let me explain. Because I've been working with some students in our course and they have great vocab. These are high level students. And the thing holding them back on the speaking test is this nervous pronunciation. And this is what made the connection for me, because she's saying that she's nervous on the test. And I know that comes through in the pronunciation. And guys, you know, examiners aren't superheroes, and they don't have computers for brains, and it's a tough job. And one thing that can end up lowering your score overall is the nervous, robotic student pronunciation. Because if the examiner hears that pronunciation, they're automatically put in the mind frame of a six. Okay.
Oh boy.
And even if you are using great idioms and slang, maybe I don't understand you, right?
Yeah,
even if I do, I'm not noticing. I'm prevented from noticing the 7+ vocabulary because your pronunciation is still at a 6. So I can't tell you guys enough how important the confident, strong, emotive pronunciation is for all your scores on the speaking exam.
Yeah. And one thing you could do is try to mirror the way that we speak on this show. Like, we've talked about how on this show, we don't use our normal kind of native voice, but we do enunciate a bit more. And you could practice kind of mirroring what we do, enunciating a bit more, so that when you get nervous, you know, you've already been kind of exaggerating in the way you're speaking. So hopefully that'll chime in there. That'll kick in.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I tell students to do that in our course as well, like watch or listen to native speakers, probably like sitcoms, you know, just like clips on YouTube. But our podcast would work for that as well. I know my pronunciation is very dramatic. I'm all over the place. So if you, especially if I, you know, start talking about something that's really important, like the Timbers soccer team, for example.
Aussie.
And or if I see, yeah, you can hear Ozzy enunciating in the background as well. but if you like listen to, you know, just like 30 seconds of us really being passionate about something, and then try and copy that, you know, try and just feel what that feels like coming out of your mouth, right?
Yeah.
It's just practicing being able to do this stuff. So definitely copy us when we're enunciating like this.
Yeah, no, it's so important. It's so important to be around the English language as much as you can when you, oh gosh. Ozzy agrees.
Ozzy's passionate about strangers not walking past my door. That's what's happening now.
Oh, you should feel so safe. It's good. All right. Well, let's wrap it up there for now. Jessica, this has been good. I'm glad we're able to dig into this topic. Very common question. And again, guys, come back to IELTS.AllEarsEnglish.com. We've got tons of resources for you there. And go ahead, leave us a rating and review in iTunes, guys. It'll really help us to keep this show going. Tell us what you love about the show, and we will announce your name on the show.
Yeah. Please do. I want to read what your ideas and your feedback.
Yeah, exactly. We got it. All right, Jessica, I'll see you back here very soon. Take care. Take care, Ozzy. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.